The Irish Times leads with the government's announcement yesterday that the lockdown is to be extended until the 5th of March and that a new series of quarantine and travel restrictions are to be introduced over the coming weeks. The paper quotes Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald's dismissal of what she called the government's half measures related to travel and her call for quarantine restrictions to be introduced for all travellers. Similar concerns, which were reportedly raised by cabinet ministers during yesterday's four-hour meeting, generates a lead story in the Irish Independent. Under the headline, Backlash Feared as New Travel Rules Do Not Go Far Enough, Philip Ryan reports that Green Deputy Leader Catherine Martin, Chief Whip Jack Chambers and Minister for Higher Education Simon Harris were amongst those who spoke in favour of extending the new quarantine rules, which will only apply to anyone travelling from South Africa and Brazil or to travellers arriving without a negative COVID-19 test. COVID's toll of tears. That's a headline in today's Irish Daily Star, which in common with the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mirror, leads today with what it describes as the grim Irish milestone of more than 3,000 deaths from COVID-19, which was reached yesterday as the number of global cases passed 100 million. The Star also reports on the good news reported here yesterday as daily cases fell below 1,000 for the first time in a month. But what about our summer holidays? Summer at home again is the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, while the Irish Sun opts for the headline, Glummer Holidays. Both papers report on comments made by the Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, yesterday, in which he said that he thinks it's unlikely that there will be a complete opening up of travel. Elsewhere this morning, Shane Devlin, the chief executive of Northern Ireland's Southern Trust, is quoted in the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph, comparing the daily death rate in Craigavon area hospital to a car crash. Sometimes it's more like a people carrier or minibus has crashed, killing all inside, he says. The Irish News leads with the new Mother and Baby Homes report, which details the experience of more than 10,000 women in 14 institutions between 1922 and 1919 in Northern Ireland. And finally, the picture on the front of today's Examiner is of Cara O'Sullivan, who, as you'll have heard in the bulletin, died at Marymount Hospice in Cork yesterday at the age of 59. The much-loved and widely celebrated soprano was diagnosed with early onset dementia in 2018. Owen English reports on some of the tributes that were paid to her yesterday, including one from the former Lord Mayor of Cork, Mick Finn, who highlights how the people of Ireland rallied around Cara when she became ill, with any benefit concerts that were held for her all selling out. It was a sign of the huge esteem in which she was held, he says. She was a world-class superstar.